You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that's undead and ready to party. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
Hey everybody, thank you all for tuning in to this, our second week in Halloween Town.
Spooptober.
That's right. We're gonna spoop you good. So let's go ahead and get into some of our check it outs before we go into our news. I said that backwards, but
you've heard this show before, you know, presumably.
You know what you're in for. Just strap in.
You know, I've never actually watched the Halloween Town movies.
I haven't either.
I have. Those are the ones with Debbie Reynolds as like the old witch.
Yeah.
Like, and they go to like the other town. Yeah, the first one's really good. I remember watching that as a kid. It's a, you know, it's a Disney made for TV movie, but like it's,
I know there's a skeleton taxi cab
and
driver.
He's like the best.
Is Debbie Reynolds Frank Reynolds from Always Sunny's ex-wife?
Why not?
I feel like that sounds right.
Sure. Okay. We'll go with that.
How about no?
But yeah, no, it's Halloween Town's actually pretty fun. I haven't watched it lately, so it might be just awful, but as far as I remember, it's a good time.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
Like, as far as me, for like Halloween staples is like Hocus Pocus, obviously.
Oh, sure.
It's got friend of the show Doug Jones in it.
Friend of the show Doug Jones, yeah. Took me years to figure out that was Doug Jones. Oh, I'm sorry, friend of the show Doug Jones.
It was one of his.
We all look up at the picture on the wall.
Yeah.
He's always here in spirit.
Yeah. Hi,
Ooh,
Doug Jones.
Spirit.
I'm sorry, who?
Friend of the show, Doug Jones. How many times is he going to splice in the clip of him?
Oh, as many as it takes.
But let's see here. Hocus Pocus. Practical Magic, because I like that movie for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. That's all right.
Witches of Eastwick.
You know what? I haven't watched that in years.
I seem to have a witchy theme.
Yeah.
You just like the... Nothing wrong with liking the witches. Witches are cool.
Hey, witches, the witches.
The witches,
where
yes.
Where they turn the kids into rats.
Yeah.
I've not seen that.
Have you seen the Vavitch? The one where it's the witch with two Vs for the W?
Oh, it's so good.
It's very good.
I've heard it's very good.
It's very good. Very spooky.
Every time Samantha and I have been looking for Halloween or horror movies to watch for the thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
I go past the Vavitch, and I'm like, I wish I could watch that again for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of ruins it on subsequent viewings, doesn't it?
Yeah,
but
definitely watch that movie, though. That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. One I watch every year is, this is going to sound weird, I said it last year, I'm going to say it again this year, Blackula. It is,
of course.
It is legitimately a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Yeah, you hear the name and you go, oh God, it's just going to be awful.
It's going to be Dolomite with a vampire.
It's going to be incredibly bad and low budget and maybe problematic in this day and age, to put it lightly, but it's really not. It's really, you know, for the budget that they had, they told a legitimately compelling vampire story set in the 70s. I think it's definitely worth watching at least once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And you know what? It is totally elevated by the performance of William Marshall as the Prince Mumblewalde. The titular Blackula.
Yeah.
He's excellent actor. And like, if they would have gotten like just some other guy, it would not stand up nearly as well as it does today.
Oh, no, no,
like,
no, no,
he,
no, no.
He brings like a real like almost classiness to the role. I
oh,
think.
Yeah. Yeah. It
yeah.
It takes the cheesiness of the name and it is a legitimate movie. It really is.
Well, they sold it on the name of the movie. It's one of those, it's like the... was it canon where they would sell a movie based on the poster and then make a movie based around the poster?
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. That was a pretty standard practice back in the 70s, that they would make this really elaborate poster with all this crazy stuff on it and with a goofy name, and then like, you know, get it to a distributor or whatever, and then go, okay, you have 6 weeks, go make a movie that has everything in this poster. A good one is the Man with Two Heads or something like that. It's Rosie Grier and some old white guy. And on the cover of it was Rosie Grier is a big African-American football player. And it was Rosie Grier with an old white guy's head like grafted to his shoulder riding a dirt bike. And once they sold the poster, they said, okay, You have like a month and a half.
Figure out
how to do this movie, make it watchable, and also put them on a doggone dirt bike. Because it's on the poster. We sold the poster. Now make the movie.
While we're talking about horror movies, it might be a good time for me to run through.
Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah, let's do it.
The six movies from this week on our 30 Days of Spooktober Horrors. We really need a name for this, but...
Murder Spree.
The other night we watched David Cronenberg's Dead Ringers.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And I fell asleep towards the end. Mm. So I wish Samantha was here to tell you about it. It was creepy. It was about two twins who are also gynecologists who switch places a lot.
Mm.
And I'm assuming something really weird happens at the end. But I didn't see it because I fell asleep.
Maybe one's a ghost.
Yeah. Something about having specialized gynecological tools for mutant women. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It got Cronenberg at the end.
Well, it's a Cronenberg.
Yeah. Last night we watched Creep 2. Okay. The sequel to Creep, which is a very good movie by Mark Duplass.
Duplass, yeah. Yeah.
Which the first one I loved. It was very good. It was very creepy, as the second one. I think while it was good, it loses a lot because you know what his deal is now.
Ah, gotcha.
Like, you know what kind of creep he is, and it takes all sucks all the suspense out of it, I think.
Gotcha.
And I thought it was just okay. And if you went on Rotten Tomatoes, you wouldn't know that because it's just everybody just losing their minds about how good it is for some reason. But I just think it was okay. Like, it loses the spit. You know he's a serial killer now. You know he's going to want to kill... It's a lady this time instead of another dude.
Okay.
Which, I mean, yeah, that's okay. I think her motivations weren't entirely believable. She does a YouTube show called Encounters. Where she meets up with lonely dudes from Craigslist, and she's unfulfilled by it because nobody watches it, and she thinks it sucks, and she wants to do anything to succeed type of thing.
Okay.
But it still doesn't, she still makes a lot of really stupid choices that I think nobody would actually make in that situation.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get kind of lower budget horror movies, you're gonna get that sometimes. Yeah.
But it just took me out. I couldn't suspend my disbelief for it. And it was a shame because the first one's really good and this one was...
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a bummer.
Curse of a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah. And we watched Night of the Comet.
Ooh, that's a very good one.
Very, very good movie.
Yes. Night of the Comet's very good.
Yes. Very, very good, strong female protagonist.
Very 80s.
Full of sass. Very 80s.
Uh-huh.
A lot of Tempest gameplay.
Yeah. You know what? Night of the Comet reminds me a lot of Chopping Mall.
Yeah.
Dude, did you see Chopping Mall's getting a sequel?
Oh, that's dumb.
They're talking about doing a series, I think.
Why would they do such a thing?
Yeah.
Why would you do such a thing?
Chopping Mall is...
You know what? They told... I think they told everything that they needed to say.
Yeah, they
did. Chopping Mall 1 with the killer robots.
You smell like pizza.
A pepperoni.
Yeah, you smell like pepperoni.
That is
a good movie. I love Chopping Mall. That was from last year.
So dumb. Yeah, I love it.
We went to a bad movie night for Chopping Mall.
Yes.
Oh, and yeah.
They made it even better.
When I watched Chopping Mall, I'm like, this would make a great bad movie night movie.
And it was.
And it was. That big dumb guy with his tiny face. He's like all chin and forehead and like a tiny. It's like it's like someone took Photoshop and like scrunched like the facial features like into the center.
It's like that GIF of John Cena where his face shrinks.
Yeah, but
his head stays the same size.
That's exactly it.
It's like one of those chin heads from Wienerville.
Yeah, that's yep.
And another movie, Beyond the Black Rainbow. Which is a movie...
Oh, that's the guy from that did Mandy.
Yes,
right?
By the director that did Mandy. It is very, very weird.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's super surreal. Has some great visuals, some really cool-looking parts. But really, the storyline is really simple.
Yeah.
If you manage to piece it together from what little it tells you...
Yeah.
You got to be in the mood for it, because it's a really surrealistic movie.
I really want to see Mandy.
Yeah, I do too. It looks really good.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta go check that out. I love Crazy Nick Cage.
Yeah.
And that seems like...
Which is why you should watch Mom and Dad.
Yeah, you're right. I should do
that. It's on Hulu. It's very good.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
But yeah, it's just, it's like dream logic weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those movies where it seems like it'd be really easy to piece together if it didn't feel like it was a dream.
Yeah.
Like the plot is just out of your reach, like it's a dream.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Well, based on what I've seen and heard about Mandy and the director, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I don't want to say I didn't like it, because I did enjoy the visuals and the weirdness.
Under the right circumstances, it would have been a really, really good evening. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing? Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. Makes sense.
And then directly after that Dream Logic movie, I decided to roll into Phantasm, which was not a good choice.
Wow, that was not a good choice. No.
I was not in the mood for Phantasm when I watched Phantasm. So I didn't really like it.
Give it another chance. I mean, it's not something I go back to, but it's, I mean, the weird ball with the knife.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool
Tall
effect.
Tall Man's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad movie. I just wasn't in the mood for it.
Sure. It's definitely a cult movie.
After watching Beyond the Black Rainbow, I'm like, I want something simple.
Let me pop in Phantasm.
Well, I thought it would be like an 80s, like, you know, corny horror movie, which, I mean, it kind of is. But it also operates on this bizarre dream logic weirdness.
Yeah.
And finally, Oculus, the Karen Gillian Evil Mirror movie.
Oh, I've seen that.
That came out a couple years ago, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
I went to the theater and watched that movie.
Did not see that one.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Just okay.
Yeah.
Karen Gillian was really good in it.
It's like fresh off her departure from Doctor Who.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, she really nails it, plays a believable, like, crazy, I'm obsessed with this mirror because of something that happened in my childhood lady. But really, the whole movie is like, I was gaslighted by a mirror, the movie.
Yeah.
Because her and her brother, when they were kids, lived in the house with this evil mirror that made her parents go nuts. And the brother got framed for the murder of her dad.
Yeah.
And then they come back and she gets a hold of the mirror again and they want to stop the mirror.
She's like an art restorer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or works for an auction house or something
like that, yeah.
But the mirror gaslights them and the whole thing happens over again, basically.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, well, spoilers, that's the whole movie, but like, I don't know, the end sucks.
Yeah, there's like weird like illusions. You don't know if they're hallucinating or if it's really happening.
Yeah, you don't know if the mirror is playing with their head or not.
Like they got like a video camera on it, but you can't tell if the footage is actually happening or not. It's
a lot of things don't happen and they don't know how it happened, and then they'll check the tape and it'll show that they actually did it without knowing it.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Like it's a pretty good mind bendery movie, but then the end sucks. Don't land the ending.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Because it just, well, we're back at where we were kind of thing.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
No one has grown. No one has learned anything.
Yeah.
And the mirror wins. And that's all of them.
That's all of them?
Six for this week.
Okay. All right.
Man, yeah. I was flipping through Hulu the other day and I saw they had Drag Me to Hell on there and I was like, oh, I should watch that. I love that movie.
Yeah, you should watch that one again.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I should put that
on
the list.
Oh, man, it's really good. It has a lot of, like, homages to, like just, like, weird...
That's Sam Raimi, right?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's got a lot of homages to, like, really cheesy horror.
Sam Raimi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
But it's decent.
Yeah.
It's actually a decent movie.
Again, Sam Raimi.
We almost watched Evil Dead the other day, but then I felt like I'm not in the mood, so I didn't watch it.
Well, you know what? If you're in the mood to watch Evil Dead, just jump
watch
ahead.
Evil Dead 2.
Watch Evil Dead 2. It's the same movie, but funny.
Because I've seen...
And better done.
I've seen Evil Dead before,
yeah,
but I've not seen Evil Dead 2.
It's the same movie, but funnier, and it's done better.
Did you ever watch the remake of Evil Dead?
No.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
I heard it was all right.
No.
No?
It was okay.
There's a lot of shock gore in it, and I didn't care for that.
If you look past, like, the...
The Bloomhouse-ification?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, they... If you look past all the shock gore factor and stuff like that, there's a, you know, there's a decent enough they put enough of a spin on the original story that I think it works.
Like, I like how you think the one character is the Ash, but then it's really the other character.
Yes. Yep.
I like my horror movies gory.
I don't know.
I'm entertained by special effects gore.
I'm more of a suspense horror kind of guy.
It depends. I like cheesy gore effects.
Yeah, that's it.
I love an exploding head in a movie.
Yeah, the cheaper the effect, the more I enjoy it. I don't care for like the super like hardcore looking
like
stuff.
Hostile stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do the Hostile. I don't do the Saws. I don't do that stuff. But like an 80s movie where they had like $5 and a cantaloupe and a bunch of spaghetti and they needed to make a head get run over by a car. I'm talking about the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's
the
I
head
mean,
explosion in Chopping Mall.
Oh,
that's excellent.
So good.
I'm doing the chef's kiss.
Very, very good.
It's very
exactly.
Yes.
Even the flying ball in Phantasm when it gets that guy and it's shooting blood everywhere, that was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, you want to talk about the Saw movies. Like, yeah, there's
Do
a billion.
Do we have to?
I've only seen the first one.
That's the only one you.
Okay.
It's the only one you just. I like the ending of Saw.
I don't remember how it ends.
You don't?
No. When I saw it, I saw it when it came out, and that was it.
Did the creepy puppet kill Cary Elwes?
No, he chopped his own foot off and crawled out.
Oh, good for him.
And then the other, he's the worst actor in the whole movie.
Cary Elwes?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's awful in that movie, which sucks because I love him. But.
Oh, you've never seen the movie Comic Book Villains.
No, I have not.
He's not a very good actor. Like, he peaked at between Princess Bride and.
Men in Tights?
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Maybe he can only act in a medieval setting.
Perhaps.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's really scary? That movie's 14 years old.
Dang it.
Boo, we're getting old.
Oh, man, I hate you.
Next year's my 15-year high school anniversary reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. That means mine's in 2 years. Oh, God. Oh, no.
I haven't been to any of mine because I don't care.
I haven't either.
I went to my 10-year. It was fun. It was a really good time.
I feel like I'd be butting in to people who still hang out.
Oh, I mean, there was some of that when, you know, I'm at my 10-year, but, you know, eventually everyone kind of relaxed and it was a good time. I don't know.
And I feel like if somebody from high school wants to talk to me, they can just do it. There's Facebook now.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you have that. That's very true. But I mean,
I'm not friends with a terrible amount of people I went to high school with.
You know what? Neither was I, but it was fun. I would suggest going to at least one. Anyway, I have a couple quick check them outs because we're kind of running a little short on time.
I just want to say I would have been goth in high school if those big pants weren't so darn expensive.
Yeah, they were incredibly expensive. I worked in a store that sold the big pants, and I never owned them.
I always forgot you worked in Hot Topic.
I worked at a Hot Topic for a very weird 6 months. Yeah, that was a weird time.
You get a good discount.
That's where I bought all the Invader Zim DVDs and the first volume of Umbrella Academy,
that
the comic book.
Out.
Yeah,
that's about right.
The only couple things I checked out, I finally got around to watching Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the first one.
The best Harry Potter movie.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Newt Scamander reminds me a lot of super, super antisocial Doctor Who.
Yeah, he's like nice guy Doctor Who.
He is, yeah.
And the Doctor is already a pretty nice guy, but Newt is even nicer.
Newt's just a good egg. He's just a good guy. And I enjoyed the movie quite a bit. I am curious to see what the what's his name, the guy that played the Flash in the Justice League movies, the bad guy, the guy that turned into an evil cloud at the end of Fantastic Beasts, how they're going to bring him back for the second one because he's in it, and I'm pretty sure he exploded at the end of the first one. I wish they would have kept Colin Farrell as Grindelwald because
Johnny Depp sucks.
Well, even
went over this last week, I think.
Yeah, we did. Opinions of Johnny Depp notwithstanding, the look Grindelwald in the movie doesn't look great.
Oh, he looks stupid.
No matter who, what actor they put in there. Also, Colin Farrell's a great actor, and he plays a compelling villain. He would have been great. He would have been very, very good, and they should have kept him. But, you know, what are you going to do? The only other thing I did was I watched the first season of the X-Men animated series from the 90s, which is... Oh, it's awful. I mean, they try to tackle some really heady concepts, which were just... And the stories were ripped just, like, right out of the comic book storylines, almost one for one, except no one's allowed to have guns. Not a single gun shows up in that series ever, unless they're, like, super obvious, like, impossible laser guns.
I'm pretty sure Bishop has a gun.
Well, like, impossible laser guns, not, like... There's no pistol. It's not like the Spider-Man animated series where it was like the cops have just regular revolvers that happen to shoot lasers out of them.
Or G.I. Joe, where there's like, six shooters that shoot lasers. That shoot
blues lasers and red lasers. Yeah, no. But X-Men, the animated series, is the animation's cheap and the voice acting is not good. Like, the Rogue's southern accent is very, very bad, and Storm... And her, like, super affected, like, I am master of the elements!
And oh, yeah. Like, Gambit's accent that doesn't make any sense.
It makes zero sense. It's, like, it's all over the place.
And why does he refer to himself in the third person?
Gambit do what Gambit want. the worst, I think, is Professor X.
And who is screaming.
Just constant screaming. Like, he screws up so often in that series. And then he gets zapped in the head and goes, ah!
It's like not even good screaming.
It's not, they're controlling my mind! Ah! Yeah, that's the whole, that's it? That's all it is? That's going to sound really good on radio, but here's whatever.
The thing. He has the same scream for everything. So does Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
You know why the show sucks? Chaim Saban was in charge and he didn't want to pay for anything. Yep,
that's right.
Was he in charge of that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I watched, there's a podcast called What a Cartoon with Bob Mackie and Henry Gilbert, and they just did a X-Men animated episode. It's a very good podcast I would recommend.
Okay, huh. I'll have to look that up, because I like Bob Mackie.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Man, the Iron Man cartoon was really bad, too.
That one was pretty bad. Well, it was based on West Coast Avengers.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Before we shut it down for the break, I just want to say I have seen the new Doctor Who, and it is very good, and Jodie Whittaker is fantastic.
Good to hear.
And the writing is pretty good. The first episode, solid B.
Okay.
And Jodie Whittaker is a solid A plus fantastic.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
And the second episode was also very good.
Awesome.
It's fresh enough, but it also feels... same enough to where it's like, this is the Doctor Who I want. So it's worth checking out. And I feel like we'd be remiss if we didn't at least mention it.
Yeah. Well, good. Good to hear. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we get back, we'll get into our news.
The news part of the show.
Yeah. That's the part that we do.
Hey, this is Doug Jones, and you are listening to Nerd Overload. And I'm kind of overloaded with nerddom.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 122 West Rensselaer Street in downtown Bucyrus, 567-806-5364, and online at subcultureoh.com.
Hey, we're back. You still there? Did you make it through that very, very good Elvira rap song?
Yeah. We did the monster rap from Elvira, who is very, very nice.
Yes, she's a nice lady. We met her once at, was it Horror Hound?
Horror Hound, like 2012?
20 million years ago.
20-09, maybe. It's been a very long time, but it happened.
I would really like to meet her again and get her to sign a record I have.
Yeah, that would be very cool. Okay, so let's go.
Of a completely different Elvira song. She's a very accomplished musical artist.
She is. Yeah, she is, actually. Yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of news. And the only real Halloween-y, spooky time news that we really have is barely even news. So the folks behind the Sherlock TV series, what's their names?
Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss.
I think that's what it is.
Yep, Mark Gatiss.
They are going to make a Dracula miniseries for Netflix.
Oh, it's for for some reason I was thinking BBC.
Nope, it is for Netflix. It's set in Victorian era. It's 1897-ish.
Like a good Dracula and, should.
Sets in, he's trying to take over London. So it might actually be like the classic. Like,
will it have some real spooky armadillos?
Yes.
Like the original Dracula does?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or like the Bram Stoker Dracula with that weird armor that he wears sometimes.
Oh, yeah. His,
I have not seen that movie.
Oh, add really? It to your list. Add it to your list.
It's like one of the only movies where, well, back at that time when Keanu Reeves didn't say whoa.
Yeah. He said thou.
Thou. But I think...
Gary Oldman's great in that.
Gary Oldman's very good in it.
I think Moffat and Gatiss could do a good Dracula.
Sure, why not?
I mean, they probably have a studio full of costumes anyway.
Yeah, from Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sherlock. There is the Victorian era Sherlock they did.
That's true.
With Cumberbatch and...
I think Cumberbatch would be a fantastic Dracula.
He would. Although he would also make a pretty good Van Helsing.
Yeah. He won't be in this.
No. One.
He's too busy being Doctor Strange.
Yeah. What B-tier British actor would you cast as Dracula, if not...
Why did I think of Ricky Gervais as Dracula?
That's awful. That is like...
That is awful.
I meant the best one, not like the the one that makes people vomit.
Ricky Gervais is trash Dracula.
Trashula.
Oh, man. I mean, there's only like 10 British actors, so I mean... And they've all been in movies together.
That's true. Yeah, they do all.
And I'm pretty sure they've all been in Harry Potter.
They've all been Dracula at least once. Yeah.
They just take turns. They're like, okay, who's up next?
Well, Christopher Lee's gone, so can't use him.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's singing metal songs up in the sky now.
Yeah.
About Charlemagne.
I love him in The Wicker Man.
Oh, he's so good in The Wicker Man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love that movie.
Mm.
It's so weird.
It is.
The remake is weird, too.
But it's not good weird. Very different reasons. But it's not good weird. It's Nicolas Cage weird.
They're in my eyes.
The original has all those weird folk songs in it, too, about corn.
Yeah, and then Hostel takes the one song from it.
It does.
The first Hostel uses a song.
Corn, maize, and wicker corn.
No.
That's my impression.
It's the song that plays when the police officer is staying in the inn and that girl is having a
good moment, old time.
A moment in the room next to him.
Okay, let's.
Anyway.
Sounds good. Sounds like.
Anyway, a good
corn,
Dracula.
Maize, and wicker corn. Let's move on to a different news item.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay.
Send us your picks for British Dracula.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good idea.
Or sound clips of you singing the song from Wicker Man.
Yeah, the song Corn Maze and Wicker Corn.
Title pending.
All right. Going from a spooky Halloween type thing to someone getting more costumes. See what I did there?
Oh.
Hey, I made it work.
That's right. We're going to talk about Spider-Man again on this show.
Yeah, this is what, third or fourth week in a row? But this is just a short one. This isn't too major.
They released the images of three costumes you're going to be able to get in the new Spider-Man DLC. I can't remember the name of it now.
It's something with the Black Cat.
Something-something heist.
Yeah.
Something-something Black Cat heist.
Yes.
Anyway, it's the DLC that comes out at the end of this month. Or next Friday. I can't even remember now. It's soon.
Well,
really soon.
Getting very close.
Yes. One is the Scarlet Spider costume worn by Kane.
The failed Spider-Man Peter Parker clone from the Clone Saga from the 90s.
Yep.
Who's still around.
Yeah. He's basically a monster when he's not in his Scarlet Spider outfit.
Well, he was scarred up really badly.
Yes.
And yeah, I remember him from the 90s when he would use his wall crawling abilities to stick his hand onto people's faces and then rip the skin off their face.
It's very,
calling it the Mark of Cain.
Very 90s.
It's incredibly 90s, and you had to be super super extreme about things.
Yeah. I mean,
Spider-Man was weird for a while,
you
guys.
You gotta compete with Spawn somehow.
Yeah.
Spawn doesn't even compete with Spawn anymore. Though they are trying to do like a rated R something.
Oh, yeah, they're working on a Spawn. Jamie Foxx.
I feel like they're always working on Spawn.
Yeah, but this is actually being made. Anyway, second costume.
Spider-Man UK.
Yeah.
Which is a very solid costume.
It looks like Spider-Man, a Union Jack costume.
Yep,
and basically. He's constantly holding a small teacup.
Yes.
With his pinky extended.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, he was a Spider-Man. He is a Spider-Man that comes from an alternate dimension where Captain Britain is inspired by Spider-Man and takes on the Spider-Mantle himself.
Sometimes I'm worried I say dumb crap like that on the show and somebody believes me.
I think at this point you're just in a constant state of goofs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one was called...
some robot shiny costume.
I think it was just made for the game.
Yeah, it looked like it was
It's another set of spider armor, which...
Cool. I mean, it's got the white on it like the suit in the game does. I think it's for the game.
Probably. It looks fine. It's good. It looks like a good time.
It's not going to get me to not stop using Spider-Punk.
Yeah, well, sure. Of course.
Do you think they'll ever get, what was his name?
Amazing Bagman?
Oh,
no, that would be his costume. Well, no, they never will.
Because it's Fantastic Four.
It's Fantastic Four. Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, man. Who is the one Spider-Man villain who made spider robots?
Smythe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The spider hunters or spider killers or whatever they're called.
Spider hunters. Yeah.
He was real big in the cartoon.
Yeah.
He was like super prominent in the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
Both prominent. And then later on when he got inside a giant robot monster body, like actually big.
Oh, yeah.
Literally
yeah.
large.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's keep talking about Marvel stuff. So Iron Fist, you guys, remember
everybody's
that show?
Favorite Netflix series.
Everyone's fourth favorite Netflix series based on Marvel comic properties. Actually, there's a Punisher one. Everybody's fifth favorite Netflix series is not getting renewed for a third season, so that series is ending on a cliffhanger.
Yep.
Although,
I'm not even sure the season was finished.
Yeah, it was finished. The second season was finished. They're just not doing a third season. It ended on such a heavy cliffhanger that it didn't feel like the season ending.
They'll explain it in the next Defenders.
Yeah, that's what they've said. He's going to pop up as a minor character in a different other characters series, and his story is going to be told within those. So chances are the second half of like Luke Cage.
Nick Cage.
I almost said Nick Cage. The second or third Luke Cage series, when they run out of ideas for him, they'll just bring Iron Fist in and finish
up his
story.
Yeah, well, they teamed up a lot in the comics.
They did. Yeah.
He's going to be in all your least favorite episodes of Luke Cage.
And as well as Jessica Jones.
Well, yep. I heard they're eyeing possibly doing more stuff with Colleen Wing. Like some more stuff with the Daughters of the Dragon.
I would love to see a Colleen Wing and Misty Knight
miniseries. That'd be neat.
Because they were the new Heroes for Hire.
Yeah.
There for a while.
How about Night Nurse?
That would be cool.
Can we get a Night Nurse miniseries?
That would be cool. I love Rosario Dawson, but I mean, what story could they tell with her being at the forefront that hasn't already been told within all of the other characters? I love the character. I love the actress, but it's, you know, logistically.
She patches up superheroes.
That's...
Yeah.
Unless they want to start introducing a million B and C tier superheroes into the Marvel Netflix line just to get injured so that Rosario Dawson can like walk around and say, hey, you need a Band-Aid?
Wow, you heal really fast.
Yeah. Bub. Is that your superpower?
Did you know that the Soska sisters, the Twisted Twins, are writing a Black Widow series for Marvel?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That would be good.
That's going to be real good.
Oh, yeah, because they're bringing back Black Widow from the dead because Captain America killed her during the Secret Empire.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Broke her neck with a shield.
That's right. That's right. Comics are weird.
Yep.
Okay, let's go ahead and get the last comic book thing out of the way. Comic book show thing, I guess.
There aren't any comic books anymore, just comic book TV shows.
Tangentially related to comics news.
Well, that's the thing. Talking about comics, straight up comics news, unless it's a big, huge thing, it's really kind of weird to talk about because it's like, oh, hey, a new series. great.
Who cares? You know, whatever.
And now it's canceled.
But yeah, right. That's exactly it.
They did six issues.
It's 8 issues into its 13-issue run, but they canceled it, so there's no story. Whoops. I'm not bitter about OMAC from like 5 years ago.
I didn't know Squirrel Girl got a new artist.
Yeah. Yeah. About 3 or 4 issues ago.
Is it Derek?
It was the artist that was on Hellcat.
It's good.
It
looks good.
It's good. Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah, it was a good transition.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want Erica to do it anymore, and then I guess
Erica just wanted to move on to do different things.
Yeah.
And which, that's,
I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not? I'm glad they didn't end the series when she left the book.
Oh yeah.
And I'm glad they didn't revert Squirrel Girl back to her stick thin, like
weird looking clown face.
Yeah. That version.
Yeah, I'm not particularly fond of her Marvel Rising look either, but...
Why not?
The cartoon?
Why not?
I don't know. It just doesn't look right.
I think she looks all right.
Maybe I'm basing it on a Halloween costume, I thought.
Yeah, you might be basing it off on a Halloween costume. I watched the first episode.
There's Marvel Rising dolls, too, where she doesn't look...
They're using a base body for all the dolls, so that doesn't really count.
I watched the series.
I watched the first episode. Yeah, the first episode's really fun.
Well, the merchandise doesn't look right.
No, it never does.
Her hair is brown.
Yeah.
Her hair's not brown.
It's red. It's red in the cartoon.
She looks fine in the show.
They gave her long brown hair on the doll.
Yeah, that's the doll's not right. They're using a base body on the doll. Anyway.
Tangent. That's
how much this is non-news. So you know how there's a show called Gotham where it's about Batman when Batman was a little child? Let's go back even further, someone said, and let's make a movie about, or a TV series about his butler before there was a Batman. So
before he was butlering.
Yeah, there's a show called, he's still butlering. He's just not superhero butlering.
Well,
he's not a super butler yet. He's just Alfred Pennyworth.
Isn't he like a secret agent or something?
Yes.
Like World War II. Or
him and his brother.
Yeah, or like, well, originally World War II.
Well, now they're going to
bump it up to like
bump it up, yeah.
Korea or something like that. Vietnam, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, they're doing
that. That'd be a real downer, huh?
No kidding. But yeah, they're making a TV series based on and starring Alfred Pennyworth.
It's called Pennyworth
because... You can't have creative names for things. And they cast a guy named Jack Bannon as the titular Pennyworth.
He's from The Imitation Game, which I don't know what that is.
The Imitation Game was the movie with Benedict Cumberbatch about Alan Turing.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But is anyone excited for an Alfred Pennyworth TV series?
No.
With no Batman?
Maybe if they do it kind of like an Agent Carter?
Yeah.
But they're also casting a Thomas Wayne.
Huh.
So it's going to be while he's butlering.
Mm.
Unless like the entire series is told like in flashback, set in the 70s, but also told in flashback, then otherwise it doesn't make sense.
So the whole show is... Alfred dusting picture frames in Wayne Manor.
It's like, here's your tea, Mr. Wayne. Boy, I hope your son becomes a superhero one day when he gets born.
While Thomas Wayne is doing surgeries and boxing.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
I hope you don't get shot in an alley with your wife, Mr. Wayne.
Yeah.
I hope you don't cause it because you're a jerk.
This is the last episode of the show. Here's your ticket to Zorro.
Tea and crumpets, and don't forget your bulletproof vest.
It was Zorro, right?
That's
the right movie? Okay.
It was Zorro. Sometimes in Batman the Animated Series, it was the Grey Ghost, which was voiced by Adam West.
That's a good episode.
It's a very good episode.
I love that episode.
I need to go back and watch some of the old Batman Animated Series.
It's coming out on Blu-ray, if it's not out already.
Not an ad.
Not an ad. But I'm sure it looks...
It's like 70 or 80 bucks.
Looks so nice on Blu-ray.
I'm sure it does.
Or you can watch it on DC Universe. Not an ad.
Not an ad.
It could be an ad. No, I would take their money. They've been advertising on a lot of podcasts. So if they want to advertise on ours, I'll do the ad.
Fair. You know what? You can do the ad. That's fine. That's fine with me.
Anyway, Maybe it'll break the curse of we have to see the Waynes die in every Batman-related franchise.
No, that'll be the last episode.
It'll be the last episode.
No. Please, no.
Well, you won't see it. It'll be like, have a good time at the movies, Waynes.
Oh, so it'll be like Abraham Lincoln Vampire
exactly,
Hunter?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was
the very last scene
thinking.
Is them going to the Ford Theater.
That's I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie. I liked it.
The book is really
good
as well.
The book is super weird.
I loved the book.
Like, there's a whole section in the middle of historical, like, Civil War photos.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fun little captions at the bottom.
And they've added vampires into some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's like certain people are vampires.
Mm-hmm. So there's some Edgar Allan Poe in there hanging out
Edgar
with him.
Edgar Allan Poe is like a sidekick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never finished the book because
John Wilkes
I never
Booth
finished
was
any
a vampire.
Books.
Yeah.
But I read most of it.
What were they called? The Vampire Confederate States of America or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. But no, that was a very good book, and the movie was good too.
Visuals in that movie.
There was.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. I mean, schlocky is all.
Oh,
out.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, we didn't knew it.
Oh, like, yeah. So that's what makes it
fun. It owns it. Anyway, so Pennyworth. Nah. All right.
I'm good with that.
Pokemon Go. There's new Pokemon on Pokemon.
Yep.
New Pokersmans on the loose.
There's more mans to
poke. And you gotta poke them all. Can we even use that?
Yes, we're gonna use it.
The next generation of Pokemon is out there for you to get.
Mm-hmm. Or at least the first handful of them.
Yeah, they're doing it in waves. So.
Which is a good way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like how many Pokemon now in the canon? Like
at this point,
800.
There's over 800 in total. But I think for this, including this season or series or whatever, it's going to be up to like 400 and some odd.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous amount of Pokemon.
Yeah, and the Sinnoh ones are really good. I forgot just how good a lot of these guys
are.
They're
very good, yeah.
Except for Bidoof.
Well, Bidoof is...
Which one's Bidoof?
He's a dumb beaver boy.
I love him though.
He's a poofy beaver boy.
Which one does
real dumb.
Which one does was it Zigzagoon?
Zigazoon?
Yeah.
That was the previous.
Yeah,
that
okay,
was the previous Johto.
Yeah. That's a Asia specific right now.
Oh.
Well, it rotates with a Sivipur.
Ah,
yeah. Because
so that's why
like,
I've been seeing that one and not Zigzagoon.
Yes, yeah. It's actually kind of a funny thing. That's like a Rikki Tikki Tavi kind of thing, where like the like a mongoose and a snake are like natural predators. The Sivipur and Zigzagoon are natural predators, so they're never in the same section of the world, and they just switch back and
see,
forth.
See, that's clever. I like that. I don't like when they're like, "Hey, now you can't get this cute squirrel. You'll never have that."
Yeah, unless you go to Canada.
Yeah.
A.
And who wants to do that now?
Yeah. That's all right. They're not listening. No.
It's not like they speak English anyway.
Yeah,
but they speak Canadian. From Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you talking about, eh?
Speak English on this podcast, please.
Why is your head flopping all about?
But yeah, this Pokemon Go update, it's going to be pretty fun. I'm looking forward to it. There are 7 like mainline things that are available like worldwide right now. And they're going to be adding more and more as they go. There's already some like region specific ones, which is kind of a bummer, but you're going to have that every generation, I think. So we're just going to have to get over it, I guess.
You're not going to get them all unless you're some sort of jet setter.
Yeah. Or you're really, really patient because eventually they'll just bring them all over.
Put them in eggs, which I hate eggs.
Well, you know what? I like walking, so that's okay with me.
But you hate running.
I hate running. I hate it so much. Anyway, just lost my train of thought.
Uh-huh.
N64 Classic is sounding like a thing that might exist.
Yeah, it's like a rumor. It's a rumored thing.
A bunch of manuals of games showed up on Nintendo's website for no discernible reason. Mm-hmm. All of them Nintendo 64.
Yeah, there's no reason for it. And
so people are saying, hey, this is probably the lineup for a N64 Classic, not unlike the Super Nintendo and NES ones.
Yeah, and I am going to now spend a minute and a half reading a bunch of names of Nintendo 64 games.
I'll let you know if they're good or not.
Okay, 1080 Snowboarding.
No.
Bomberman 64.
It's okay.
Donkey Kong 64. That one's good.
It's good.
I played it.
That
That's
one's
a good,
good
one. I remember.
Hey, I played 1080. It's alright.
Yeah.
Excitebike 64.
Good.
F-Zero X. Excellent. Kirby 64, The Crystal Shards. I love that
Pretty
game.
Pretty good.
I love that game. I have some really good fond memories. Have you ever, okay, sidebar. Have you ever like associated something like two things together because you did the two things together so much that when you hear one, your brain automatically attaches it to another thing?
I'm sure I have, but I can't think of any examples.
I remember being a kid and I, for like forever, I would play... sit and play Kirby 64 and listen to the first Three Doors Down album, with the one with Kryptonite on it. So now whenever I hear the song Kryptonite,
you think of Kirby.
I get a hankering to play Kirby 64. And same thing with watching The Phantom and playing with Legos. Honestly, it's
they're linked together.
It's a weird like sense memory kind of thing. Yeah, they're linked together. Anyway, let's move on. Let's see. Mario Golf.
Excellent.
Mario Kart 64, very good.
It's okay.
It's no Double Dash.
No, it's my...
Nothing will be Double Dash.
It's my least favorite Mario Kart, but it's still a Mario Kart.
It's the first one with Mario, so I'm okay with it. Yeah.
It's your least favorite Mario Kart?
It is.
Even versus the original Super Nintendo one?
It's very slidey.
And the tracks are too big and don't have enough going on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
but
the
limitation of the 64.
And the character animations suck. Everybody looks like a vinyl remote control car.
Yeah, a little bit. Let's see. Mario Party 2.
If you're going to do a kart racing game.
It's all right.
Yeah, okay. Mario Party 2 is great. It's better than 1.
Should have been Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Diddy Kong Racing
that's
is
what everyone,
better.
That's what everyone says.
I think everyone would break their controller because Diddy Kong Racing is hard.
Yeah, oh yes, it's very it's difficult.
Very Mario Tennis.
Excellent.
Paper Mario.
First Waluigi game.
Yes, it is. Paper Mario.
Great.
Yes.
Pokemon Snap. Excellent.
Good.
But
wonderful.
Wonderful.
Never mind.
Now I got the music going in my head.
Yeah. Let's see. Sin and Punishment. I don't know this one.
Good.
Is that...
It's a kind of a rail shootery thing.
Okay, I was going to say, didn't they redo... Okay, I'm thinking of Perfect Dark and is like a halfway reskin of GoldenEye. Well,
yeah, this is like a kind of like a Space Harrier-y rail shooter.
Okay.
By Treasure.
Okay, interesting.
It never got a U.S. release, but it was an easy import because it's all in English anyway.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Let's see. Star Fox 64. Pretty good.
One of the best.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
One of the best N64 games.
Mm-hmm. Super Mario 64.
You gotta have it.
The two Zelda games, Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
Very good. Very, very good. I'm surprised they did both.
Majora's Mask is the better game.
Oh, yes. I agree.
Strong opinion. I know. I see you squinting over there, Josh. Do you want to weigh in?
I don't know, man. It's
you don't like the time mechanic, I'm guessing.
No, not really, but I liked Adult Link.
It's true.
There was originally supposed to be an Adult Link mask.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was one of the four masks. The fourth temple, the one that you don't get a specific mask for, was going to be Adult Link.
Hmm. I also think Fierce Deity Link is just weird looking. Always thought. Always.
I think it's rad.
I think it's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. He's always been weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, I love Majora's Mask. I really enjoy the time mechanic. I
think it's because I played a lot more Ocarina than I did Majora's Mask.
I like the little interpersonal stories between all of the characters.
Yes. And I think it's interesting to have a Legends of Zelda game where your major antagonist is not Ganondorf.
Yeah.
Or Ganondorf.
And there's some really great boss fights.
Yes.
Oh, anyway, it's been a while since I played it, so, you know.
I would go back to it. The 3DS remake is very good.
Yeah, it's very good.
I would definitely recommend that.
I still have the collector's set of whatever back on the GameCube.
I
have that too.
I wish I still had it on 64. I had that, the original one.
I have it on 64. Yeah. I bought it at a half price.
Well, here's the thing with having like a Nintendo 64 Classic. The library of the Nintendo 64 is very small.
It's not big.
They basically got... Did we go through the whole list?
Nope, I have two more. Okay. I have Wave Race 64.
It's okay.
And Yoshi's Story.
It's okay.
I feel like the only games they're really missing off here is Perfect Dark, GoldenEye, Beetle Racing,
all wrapped up in licensing stuff.
I mean, you could say Banjo-Kazooie, but that's wrapped up in also...
I thought you were going to say like Banjo-Kazooie. Kabuki? Banjo-Kabuki.
Banjo-Kabuki.
Wasn't the original Harvest Moon on 64?
No, but no. But Harvest Moon There's 64 is a very good game that should be on there. Well, I didn't think about it
here's
till
the
now.
Thing, though, how would GoldenEye still be wrapped up in licensing
James
stuff?
Bond.
James Bond.
Yeah, but they had a GoldenEye on
it's
the
also
Wii.
Also rare.
Yeah.
Rare's the issue.
I don't know who owns the rights to James Bond video games right now, but it's
true.
Not Nintendo.
It's not Nintendo. Yeah, that's very true. I think, okay, so this is there's only 19 games, and I know there should be some games that should be on there that aren't, but I think for the space constraints for the system itself,
this is a very strong
library.
This is
library. A very good list.
Assuming that this is the real thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Nintendo's obviously doing something with them, so...
And they're certainly not going to put them on the Switch.
If only. Yeah. If only that was the online thing.
Yeah.
Instead of NES games.
But you see, that's the thing. If they're going to put it on the Switch, why would they take away from their Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu, and Eevee? Because Pokemon Go is basically Pokemon Snap.
Kind of.
It kind of is, basically. Mm. It's Pokemon Snap with a catching mechanic.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Less poses.
Snap's more arcadey. Pokemon Snap would make the most perfect arcade cabinet.
Pokemon Snap is a real shooter, but instead of shooting the Pokemon, you take out their picture.
You shoot them.
You
with
shoot
a
them
camera.
With a camera. Yeah, and then throw apples at them, make them fall over. It's always fun.
I mean, yeah, they're definitely gonna do something, especially with the whole Sony wanting to bring out a PlayStation Classic thing.
Yeah.
That's
and it's right around the time. They mm-hmm. always announce it right at Christmas
time. This will be the third year in a row.
Yeah, it's always so their Black Friday item.
Yeah. So will that mean like next year there's going to be like a GameCube Classic with like four games on it?
Yeah, you can play Mario Sunshine.
Mario Sunshine.
Star Fox Assault.
And like half of Wind Waker.
Yeah. Not Luigi's Mansion because they want you to buy it on 3DS.
3DS, yeah.
Skies of Arcadia.
Oh, I wish. I've never played that, and I want to play it so
bad.
I
have it. I have the GameCube version of it. Mm. I used to have the Dreamcast version of it laying around somewhere.
I put some Soul Calibur on it with Link as the special character.
I want a Game Boy.
A Game Boy Classic?
I want a Game Boy Classic.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Or maybe roll it all together in like Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, Game Boy.
Yes. If nothing else, Game Boy and Game Boy Color together. Because the Game Boy Classic line of games. A
lot
games
of trash
is
on the original Game Boy.
Not, I mean, you get outside of original Pokemon and Tetris.
Mario Land 2.
Mario Land 1, 2, and 3. Because
Wario Land.
Yeah.
Well,
all the Wario
games
game.
Are good.
Wario games.
Do you think they'll bring out a Virtual Boy Classic?
No. I don't know. VR is so hot. No, it's not. Not anymore.
It's not. No, they'll put the games onto the Switch and make you buy a cardboard like thing you have to strap to your face.
It'll be part.
I do it.
It'd be part of a. Oh geez.
Actually, that might actually work if you think about it.
What's the cardboard thing?
Google Cardboard.
The Google Cardboard.
No.
Oh, Labo.
Labo. There it is.
Yeah.
Labo VR. I could see them. The only thing is the resolution on the Switch screen isn't quite good enough for VR to work right.
Yeah. Well, that actually leads me to one other thing, and we got to get out of here pretty quick, so this will be the last thing. I have no like news articles to substantiate this, but I have heard rumblings of an update to the Switch.
Yeah,
they're going to do
was
like
a New
Switch
York Times
SE or something like that.
I don't know if it was New York Times. It might have been, though. Mm-hmm. No, there was the New York Times article that said there's a rumor that they're going to have a Switch update.
Yeah.
Console.
And
new
that
console.
Sucks because, I mean...
I
don't want to buy another Switch, but if they do an update, I mean...
And the rumor is better screen, which is about all they could really do.
And that's fine. I hardly play it in handheld mode anyway. I know.
I never
play
it in handheld
mode. I always play it in handheld mode.
I have games I've never even played on the TV.
I have found myself taking the Switch places, but I will never dig it out. I always just end up docking it back to the TV and playing like on the TV. But anyway, with that, we have hit time. So let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
Hey, do you do social media? Of course you do. We all do. It's a disease.
It's almost law.
Right? We are on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can send us an email, staff@nerdoverload.com, questions, comments, Dracula casting choices, whatever.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV. You can follow me on Twitter at CTPinnick.
Yeah, I guess you can follow me at Robot Caveman. I don't tweet much.
I tweet
You
enough.
Tweet more often than I do.
You can follow developments on my game I'm making.
Yeah.
You can also follow at Believe the Eye for just the game.
Yeah.
So check out my game.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Take it from me. It's
over,
very good.
Went over pretty well at GDEX.
Yeah.
Which I forgot to talk about again this
for
week.
The second week in a row. Let's see. We are also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about anywhere else you can find a podcast.
Gregor.zone.
Gregor.zone. That's still a thing that exists. Go to Gregor.zone.
I still pay money for that. And shouldn't.
Yeah. We also sell t-shirts. Just go to bit.ly/nerdoverloadt. That's T-E-E. Or go to the store link on nerdoverload.com.
Not just t-shirts. You can get stickers. You can get a coffee mug.
Someone bought a mug the other day.
It was me.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, thanks. Thank you for that. I got very excited the other morning because I saw that we sold a mug. And I was like, hey, great. Yeah, I think that pretty much is it. So, again, thank you all for tuning in. And we will be back next week.
Pizza out.
Blah, blah.
Boo.